Right then, folks, this is it. This is our audio boo looking at the best from the Beeb. What's on at the Beeb, in fact? Our little audio boo proggy poo. Yes, indeed, yes. Get all of our information from the official place, which is the Media Centre, bbc.co.uk/Media Centre. That is the, you know, the official place to go for all these sort of gems and things. Right. So we're looking at November 5th to begin with, Saturday, of course, tomorrow, and Merlin. I know lots of people here in Spain who are fans of Merlin. Not quite sure what they've been watching it on. I'm aware of Doctor Who is on a channel over here called Boing, and Top Gear is on another station. But I'm not too sure where Merlin is, or how they've found Merlin. I need to sort of do more research. But Merlin is quite popular in Spain, I believe. So when Merlin falls into, I'm not too sure, is it Morgana? Morgana's hands, I think. He becomes a deadly weapon in her fight for supremacy as the magical drama continues. My producer, who's meant to be helping me with pronunciations and things, has gone to make a nice cup of tea. So there we go. Using ancient magic, she pits friend against friend and creates the perfect assassin. An oblivious Arthur is in great danger. Will anyone notice Merlin's unusual behavior before he does the king some serious harm? That's 7:55 p.m., folks. BBC One, November 5th. Yes, happy bonfire night. Strictly Come... I've got a squeaky chair again. That's not very good. Strictly Come Dancing, 6:25 p.m, BBC One. Sir Bruce Forsyth and Tess Daly are back in the ballroom for the next round of Strictly Come Dancing 2011. And on Gareth Oxnacht, there promises to be plenty of fireworks on the dance floor. All 10 remaining couples don their dancing shoes. Is Jason Donovan still there? Is he gone? We don't get BBC One over here, you see, in La Mancha, sadly, so I don't know what's going on. In Casualty, Dixie's feud with ambulance controller Louise has fatal consequences. The episode's called Natural Selection, begins at 8:40. Dixie's unhappy when she's forced to take a call during her break, especially when it appears to be a hoax. She tells Louise, in no uncertain terms, that it's not safe for them to work continuously with no breaks. Watch out for that Casualty. And you like a bit of rugby? There's some rugby on there. Four Nations. England v Australia. Yes. Claire Balding presents coverage as England face the might of Australia. G'day, Copper. At Wembley. In the second round of matches in the 2011 Four Nations. I do apologise for that. Need to practice that one, I think. Okay, so watch out for that. The Kangaroos, I mean, it's Kangaroos and all kinds. They beat England in Melbourne, the Kangaroos. They've got a very good... they're able to jump over things. Right. What else do we have? BBC Two, The Making of Life's Too Short. Ricky Gervais takes viewers behind the scenes as he discusses The Making of Life's Too Short with co-creator Stephen Merchant and star Warwick Davis, offering a unique look at what to expect from the new BBC Two comedy, as well as an insight into how Ricky and Stephen work. Well, hopefully they work. I don't know. That's, what do you think? Oh, is that for me, that cup of tea? No? Oh, okay. Right. Live and Deadly. In another action-packed show, Steve Backshall and Naomi Wilkinson. I don't have a lot of luck with pronunciations of names and things, do I, these days? They're getting up close and personal with some of the world's fiercest, feistiest and funkiest predators. Naomi throws Steve in with a pack of Canadian timber wolves, and he repays the favour by taking her to visit a couple of wolverines in their enclosure. Speaking of Canadian timber wolves, or wolves, Drew South is back on the telly, apparently. We have a podcast on that next week. Okay, that's it for the moment. What's on at the Beeb? I hope we gave you some good gems there.